Now, the reaction of the Wabaderu, Waherero, and Nama people that are part of the ONCD committee, they have accepted the deal, the agreement reached between the two governments, because we have been part and parcel of the ongoing negotiations since the negotiations started way back in 2016. We have been part and parcel of the ongoing negotiations. Myself, I have been a representative of these communities on the negotiating table. So as a result of the deal that we concluded almost 2 weeks ago in Berlin, I was also there. And although the amount offered by the German, yes, we do agree that the amount offered is very, very little.
Are you satisfied with the amount that the German government is putting up for the development projects that will help the people?
We are not satisfied fully with the amount. The amount is too little. The amount is too little, but our position is that, you see, the amount is one of the three key aspects that we have been negotiating on. So we were pressing the Germans to acknowledge that they committed genocide against our ancestors. We have been pressing the Germans to apologize to us for the heinous acts of genocide that they have committed against us. So on those two, we are completely very happy that the Germans finally acknowledged that they committed genocide. The German government also undertook to come and apologize officially to us, the affected communities, and the Namibian government. So, and this apology will be tendered by the highest officer in Germany.
Yeah. I spoke with the paramount chief of the Herero people, Vikui Rukoro, who is of the view that they reject the agreement because one of the key requirements is for reparations to be paid to the people, and that because reparations are not being paid and that only a token has been given by the German government, they reject outright the deal signed between Windhoek and the German government or Berlin. What do you say to that?
Here in Namibia, he is just another chief like many other chiefs. A recognized chief of the Herero, like all the other recognized chiefs. He's not the only one. He's not the superior one. So that should be understood in that way from the onset. So he has got all the right to reject, and other chiefs have got all the rights to accept, like they did.
So where do things go from here?
Yes, the people from here, we will take what was offered. Yes, it's not enough, and it's very obvious that the door is not yet completely closed. The negotiations will proceed at different angles, as we are implementing those projects that will be funded, we will continue to impress upon the Germans to ensure that additional funding is allocated to further developmental projects.
So how are you going to continue to engage the government when the agreement has already been signed and dealt with?
Yeah, you see, if you read the agreement carefully, it's making reference to certain interventions that are listed in this agreement. And there are also other interventions that were completely not catered for, that could not be catered for due to the limitations of the of the resources of the allocation. So that door is open to negotiate for additional interventions to be added and for additional funding to be to be allocated. So that agreement, you cannot say, it's not to say that we cannot really go back to negotiations. Yes, but we can still identify some areas, and as we are implementing. This was not a legal thing. We were negotiating on moral, historical, and political grounds.